The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Kvisos Tavchov Zayin. The Gemara over here discusses the halachis of a carbon asham. If a person brings a carbon asham, we learn from the psukim that he has to spend, it has to cost a certain amount, shnei shkalim. It has to be, when he buys the carbon, he has to spend a certain amount of money. The Gemara goes here onto a discussion. What happens if a person bought an asham that was worth only a certain amount, less than 2 sloim, and then later on, it was shevach hektish, the animal itself became worth more. And the Gemara says, l'choya, I have a raya from a braisa. Because the braisa says that if someone bought an animal for an asham, and then he fattened it up, and he made it become worth 2 sloim, then he could fulfill his chi of asham with that animal. So you see that even if the animal only became better later, you're able to fulfill the chiyuv of asham, the obligation of asham. The Gemara says it's not a raya. Why? Because it's different when he fattened it up. If he fattened it up, it costed him money to fatten it up. So the cost that he spent to fatten it up gets included in what he spent for the asham. That's all considered part of what he spent to get the asham to be worth what it's worth today. So that says the Gemara, that doesn't compare to when the animal became worth more on its own. In essence, we have a Gemara that's dealing with the halacha that when a person brings a carbon asham, it has to be that he spends the money, he costs him money to bring the asham, at least according to one tzad in the Gemara. Shevach hektish, perhaps if it becomes worth more, it is good. But at least according to one possibility in the Gemara, the person who's bringing the asham has to spend the money in order to fulfill the mitzvah. He has to spend a certain amount of money. From this Gemara, the Avnei Nezer, in Shailei Sechuvos Yeridei Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, learns out a very important halacha. It's really a concept that applies in many areas of halacha. And to begin and discuss the topic, I would like to work from the other side of the sugya and bring out a shaila question that's discussed, really numerous questions that are discussed in the poskim, and see how the poskim go one way, then the other way, they disagree, and how the Avnei Nezer pulls a raya out of our Gemara. The poskim discuss what's going to be. This is a contemporary poskim. That, let's say, Ruvain, it comes Purim, and every Yid has an obligation to give Matanis Levyoinim. Let's say Ruvain doesn't have any money, and he's not able to give Matanis Levyoinim. Can Shimon get up and say, listen, I have $10, I can give to an Ani Matanis Levyoinim on behalf of Ruvain who doesn't have money? It doesn't have to be such a far-fetched case. You could have a parent who wants to help their child fulfill the mitzvah of Matanis Levyoinim, whether the child doesn't halachically have any money, or even if they have money, they've limited money, and every person, every yid, over bar mitzvah, and perhaps even should start by when they're Gia Lechinuch, has an obligation to give Matanis Levyoinim. So the father wants their child to fulfill Matanis Levyoinim, so he goes and he gives Matanis Levyoinim, and he tells his child that I'm giving the Matanis Levyoinim on your behalf. With that I give Matanis Levyoinim, you will fulfill your mitzvah of Matanis Levyoinim. Does that work or not? There's a similar shaila. L'chayra, we should say it's the same shaila. We'll perhaps later see that it's not exactly. Ach, it's a machloikis in early achrayim. If, let's say, the father for some reason did not do pidyon haben on his son. The father did not take his own money and redeem his firstborn, his bechor, could another person get up and say, I'm going to give the money to the kohen on behalf of the father, and with that I give the money to the kohen, this child, this bechor, should become podu, should become redeemed. The mitzvah should be taken care of, should be done with that I gave the money on behalf of the father. So what is the shaila? What is really, in essence, the question of whether it works or not? The question is like this. We know that there's a concept called shlichus, that Reuven could send Shimon to do something on his behalf. Shimon could be the agent to perform many mitzvahs. For example, lighting the menorah. If someone can't be home and he can't light the menorah in his own house, he could appoint a shliach. Kipshuta shlichus works over there. He could appoint a shliach to light the menorah in the house of the person that needs to fulfill the mitzvah, and with that, the person will fulfill the mitzvah. Another case: someone can't shecht the carbon Pesach, so he sends a shliach to shecht the carbon Pesach for him. There's many different mitzvahs we have that when a person can't fulfill it, he appoints a shliach to fulfill the mitzvah for him. According to many opinions, if let's say the father is not a moyel, so he's not doing the actual bris milah on his son, so he appoints the moyel to be his shliach and do the milah on his behalf. It's a machloikes, some say over there. It's not, the shlichus doesn't work. The pashtus is that there the shlichus works. In any case, by many mitzvahs, a person could appoint a shliach, and the shliach will do the mitzvah on his behalf, and will be considered as if he did it. What makes the mitzvah of Pidin HaBen and Matanas HaAvyonim different, unique, that we're talking about them and we're wondering if Shlichus is going to work? The reason is like this, because here we're talking about money. And we're not saying that the Mishaleach, the one sending the agent, is giving the money to the agent and to perform the mitzvah on his behalf. Rather, we're talking about a case where the Mishaleach, the one who's sending the agent, is telling the agent, you take your own money. And by that you're going to give away your money, I, who sent you, will fulfill my mitzvah. It would be like Reuven would tell Shimon, take your own money and give it to Tzedakah. And by that you, Shimon, give your own money to Tzedakah, I, Reuven, who sent you, will fulfill the mitzvah. So the question is there such a thing as shlichus in such a way, in such a manner? I'm sending you to do the action, I can send you to do the action, but perhaps the mitzvah has to come from my money. Where do you find that with shlichus, when you give the money, your own money, it will be considered as if I gave the money? A flip side of the coin could be, perhaps, the mitzvah never entails that you give your own money. Perhaps the whole mitzvah in the first place is only requiring that you perform the action, no matter where the money came from. And even if it wasn't your money, you will, in fact, fulfill the mitzvah by that your agent did it for you. So there is a tshuva of the Nesivos HaMishpat, which is brought down in the Shailos HaTshuvos Chemed HaShloima, that says that a person who sends a shliach to do Pidin HaBen, and the shliach is going to use his own money to do the Pidin HaBen, the father will not fulfill his mitzvah of Pidin HaBen through that. Since the father is not giving his money, it's the shliach's money, shlichus does not work in such a form. Although there's such a thing, it's called Kinin Eve Kinani, nevertheless, it would not work. Comes the Chazon Ish, Nir Yodea Simen Kuf Peihei, and he says over there he did not see the Chemed HaShloima inside, he did not see this Tshuva of the Nesivos inside, and he begs to defer on the Nesivos HaMishpat. He says, how could it be that you're telling me that when the Shliach gives the money for the shaleach, for the one who sent him, that it won't work? I have a Mefurish, a Gemara says the Chazon Ish that it will work. The Gemara says that there was an obligation to give Machtas HaShakel. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, every single year, once a year, would have to give a half a shekel, which the money went, which went towards buying Karbanis, the Karbanis Tzibor, all the Karbanis that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis. Those obligatory Karbanis that were brought day in, day out, the Tomid, the Musif, so those were brought from the money that people gave out of their obligation of Machtas HaShakel. So, says the Chazon Ish, the Agimaras that say that if Reuven gave Machtas HaShakel for Shimon, Shimon is exempt. Shimon has fulfilled his mitzvah of Machtas HaShakel. So says the Chazon Ish, you see, even when it's a mitzvah to give money, and the Shliach, the one who's the agent, gave his own money, nevertheless, it's considered as if the one who sent him also gave the money, and he also fulfills the mitzvah. As I said, apparently the Chazon Ish did not see the truth of the Nesivos HaMishpat inside, because the Nesivos HaMishpat inside says, maybe you'll ask me this question that the Chazon Ish asks, that you see by Machtas HaShakel, that it's considered as if he gave the money. Says the Nesivos, no, that's not a raya. Why? Says the Nesivos, by Machtas HaShakel is a different thing. What's the idea of Machtas HaShakel? The idea of Machtas HaShakel is to buy the Karbanis. So every single Yid has to own a part in the Karbanis. So we know, everybody will agree, says the Nesivos, that if Reuven buys something for Shimon, it will belong to Shimon. That's not a question. The question is, when Reuven does a mitzvah for Shimon, if it's considered as if Shimon did the mitzvah. If Reuven gave away money which was a mitzvah, is it considered as if Shimon gave away his own money? That's the question. So Machtas HaShakel, says the Nesivos, the idea of Machtas HaShakel is to buy a Karbanis in order that every single Yid should have a portion in the Karbanis. By that, every Yid gives some of his own money to buy the Karbanis. With that, part of the Karbanis belongs to every Yid. So, says the Nesivos, everyone agrees that if Reuven gave Machtas HaShakel for Shimon, then now Shimon has Shutzvis. He owns part of the Karbanis of what the whole Tzibur owns. He became a Shutif just like everyone else. Everyone agrees Reuven could buy something for Shimon and it will belong to Shimon. You want to know if Shimon spent money, if it's considered as if Shimon spent money? No! You don't have a raya from there that is considered as if Shimon spent money. When it requires that Shimon spent the money, you don't see that shlichus could create that we should look it as if Shimon spent the money. So says the Nesivos, Machtas HaShakel, the mitzvah of Machtas HaShakel is not a proof to this concept that we want to have. And therefore the Nesivos, despite the fact that he was aware of the Chazon Ish's raya, he still disagrees with the Chazon Ish. He says still, it's impossible when the mitzvah is that a person has to spend money. He says it can't be that shlichus will make it be considered as if he spent the money. And therefore, to reiterate the psak of the Nesivos, therefore says the Nesivos, if Reuven gives the Pidyon HaBen money to the Kohen on behalf of Shimon, it doesn't work. Since Shimon didn't spend the money, and Shlichus doesn't make it be as if he spent the money, we cannot use Shlichus to make it be considered as if he spent the money. So therefore, it doesn't work. Once the Nesivos said it, by Pidyon HaBen, it would carry over, L'chayra, very simply, to the mitzvah of Matanas Davyayim. Just like By the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, when Reuven gave the money for Shimon, Shimon can't fulfill his mitzvah since he didn't spend the money, and it's not even considered like he spent the money. So to by Matanas Le'Avyoinim, if the father, let's say, of a child, will give money of Matanas Le'Avyoinim on behalf of his child, it won't work. You're right, the extra money was given to an ani. But that's insufficient. We need it to be considered as if the child spent money, and the child who shlichus cannot make as if it considered that the child spent money. So, in essence, we have the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Nesivos. Does Shlichus make it look like as if he spent the money or not? There's another case where this concept poses a halacha question. And that is, in the halachas of ribbis, you're not allowed to give interest when you borrow a loan, one yid from another yid. If Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon, he's not allowed to pay interest, to pay extra money when he returns the loan. It's a isser, it's a prohibition on the lender, it's a prohibition on the borrower. He's not allowed to ask for the ribbis, he's not allowed to give the ribbis. And Poskim discuss, what about if instead of the borrower giving money, extra money to the lender for the loan, a third party will give extra money for the loan? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Yerodeh, Simen Kuf Samach, Sifud Gimel, that it's not a problem if a third person gives the money for the loan. However, there's a discussion, what happens if the loive will say, if the borrower will say to the lender, I'm not going to give the money, but somebody else will give the money on my behalf. Somebody else will be my agent to give the money. So is that prohibited or is that not prohibited? So some Yishayim permit it, some Yishayim prohibit it. Now this, in essence, relates to our question. When the borrower says that I'm not going to give extra money, but another person will give money instead of me. Why? The other person will be my shliach, he'll be my agent to give you money instead of me. So there it comes to the same question that we had before. Can shlichus create that it looks like, can shlichus make it be as if the shliach gave money, as if the one who sent the shliach gave the money, as if the one who sent the shliach lost money by that someone else gave money on his behalf? That a shliach, let's play it out. Let's say Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So Reuven cannot pay any extra money to Shimon. That's the laws of ribbis. Levi, on his own accord, if he wants to give money to Shimon, that's no problem. But Reuven cannot give extra money to Shimon. Now what happens if Reuven appoints Levi, that Levi should be his messenger to give money? So if Reuven gave the money to Levi, and Levi's going to give the money over to Shimon, that's for sure, that's certainly prohibited. But what about if Levi's going to spend his own money? Levi is going to give the interest owed, so to say, to Shimon on behalf of Reuven, but Levi's giving his own money. It came from Levi's own pocket. So Reuven appointed Levi to be his messenger to give money to Shimon. Will that pose a ribbis issue? Will that be a ribbis question? So that's really dependent on whether we consider shlichus to be considered as if he lost money. Ribbis is only prohibited if the loiv, if the borrower loses extra money. If he has to pay extra money more than the keren, more than the principal of what he borrowed. But if Reuven, if the borrower is not paying any extra money out of his pocket, I don't care who somebody else gave. So if shlichus creates that we look at it, that the one who sent the shliach also lost the money, then it would be a problem. If shlichus does not look at it as if he lost money, then it won't be a problem. So, says the Avnei Nezer, there's a raya from our Gemara. What's the raya from our Gemara? Because our Gemara says that when somebody brings a carbon asham, they have to spend a certain amount of money. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that it will be considered that he spent money, even if he only fattened it up, like we had. But the Gemara clearly says that he has to spend money. There's a different Gemara. There's a Gemara in Mesachta Tmura Daf Yod, that the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that one person could bring the carbon asham on behalf of another person. Reuven could buy the carbon asham on behalf of Shimon. Asks the Avdei Nezer, how could Reuven buy the carbon on behalf of Shimon? Even if Reuven will be considered the shliach, the agent of Shimon, to buy the carbon, but since Shimon never lost money, he never spent any money, how is shliach going to work? Says the Avnei Nezer, the chayer, you see, that shlichus creates, that we look at it as if the one who sent the shliach lost money. But then the Avnei Nezer says that the contrary is really true. Because really, the Gemara in Tmura learns this halacha out of a pasuk. We have a special drasha to tell us that if Reuven buys a carbon asham for Shimon, that Shimon fulfills the mitzvah, that it works. Asks Avnei Nezer, why do I need a new pasuk? If it's true that all over in the entire Torah, when Reuven spends money for Shimon, it's as if Shimon spent the money. So what do I need a new pasuk to tell me that when Reuven is able to bring a carbon for Shimon, the carbon asham for Shimon, what do I need a new pasuk? It must be that without the pasuk, Reuven would not be able to bring a carbon asham for Shimon. Why? And it must be, says Avnei Nezer, you see, that when Reuven is a shliach to get something for Shimon, even though you can relate the action that Reuven does to Shimon, but you can't relate the fact that Reuven spent money to Shimon. Even when Reuven spends money, it's not considered as if Shimon spent the money. Unless you have a new pasuk, specifically by Asham, it is considered. It will work. But any place other than Asham, that you don't have a pasuk, says the Avnei Nezer, you see clearly from this halacha, from our Gemara, together with the Gemara and Tmura, that when Reuven is a shliach to buy something, he could buy it. Reuven could buy it for Shimon. But it won't be considered as if Shimon spent the money. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer as a raya, he uses it for ribis. That therefore, if Levi is an agent of Reuven to pay money to Shimon, if Levi is an agent of the borrower to give extra money to the lender, says the Avnei Nezer, that's not ribis min ha-Torah. The only problem could be mid rabbanon. For sure can't be ribis d'oraisa, and perhaps not even the rabbanon. Because since the borrower isn't losing money, and even with shlichus, even when you use the concept of shlichus, it's not considered as if the borrower lost any money, so therefore it's permitted. And therefore, getting back to the question of matanas le'avyoinim, could a father give matanas le'avyoinim on behalf of his child without the child spending money? The chayre can't work. So what the father could do is the father could give the child money, and then the child acquires the money, and once the child has the money, the child can go ahead and give the money to matanas le'avyoinim. But for the father to just do it on behalf of the child, without the child really getting the money in the first place, that l'choira cannot work. And I think when it comes to matanas le'avyoinim, there's really an extra reason why it won't work. Even if you'll say, like the Chazon Ish, which the Chazon Ish really says this in more than one place. The Chazon Ish, we said now, the Avnei Nezer talks about the halachas of Rivis. The Chazon Ish talks about this concept also in another place, in Hilchas Rivis. Besides, we're speaking about in the halachas of Pidin Aben, the Chazon Ish talks about in Hilchas Rivis, and again he says the same thing, that if Reuven is a shliach to do something for Shimon, the shlichus will make it be considered as if he spent the money. When the shliach spends the money, it's as if the one who sent the shliach spent the money. And therefore, the Chazon Ish entertains that it will be a issur d'oraisa of ribis with he's not so happy, but he says there's such a possibility that it will be considered as if the loiv has spent money. If you do say that, so then would l'chayra come out that matanas le'avyoinim would work. If the father would spend money for the child, it would be considered as if the child spent money and it would work. Nevertheless, I think by matanas le'avyoinim, there's a possibility it won't work. There's many opinions that say, there's rayas from the Rambam, and from the Menoras Hamor, and from the Ritzvo, that the idea of matanas le'avyoinim is that a person has simcha when they give something. Why was it that the Chachamim instituted a mitzvah of giving matanas le'avyoinim and for him? The idea was, according to these Rishonim, since Chazal wanted you to be happy and for him, You should be happy for the nes that Hashem did. So they said, you should give presents to Aniyim. By that you give presents to Aniyim, that will make you be happy. So if that's the reason, then even if it's true that you have a lamdish away, then it's considered as if you gave the money. But in reality, you're not going to feel happy. How is Reuven going to feel happy because Shimon gave Ma something on his behalf? When a person has their own money and they spend it and they give it away to another person, they feel like a giver. That's naturally a way of feeling happy. But if someone else gives money, someone else loses money on their behalf, that does not bring simcha. And therefore, I would think that there's a strong possibility, even if you do hold like the Chazon Ish, specifically by Matanas Avyanim, it won't work. Even if by Pidin Aven it will work, but by Matanas Avyanim, it won't work. Be that as it may, in my opinion, it would be best for the father to go ahead and give the money to the child, and then let the child go and give the Matanas Avyanim.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.